system. You mentioned that we need to get adequate protein for the immune system. So if you could, just talk about the importance of a healthy immune system in preventing cancer and staying healthy.
Well, when I take on a, by the way, what I do is concierge cancer. I only take on a few patients and I go to their homes and take care of them there. But the first thing I get it do when I get a new patient is, one of the things that I do is I begin to unimpede their immune system, because every cancer patient, their immune system has missed the cancer. So it has missed it. And so you have to unimpede their immune system, and then you have to stimulate it back into action, because at the end of the day, they will not survive if their immune system is not really stimulated. One of the many fallacies of standard cancer care is they just want to kill cancer cells. Well, that's nice, but why did you get cancer?
Yeah, what was the cause?
They never ask that question. I tell my patients, I encourage them to continue to see their oncologist to give them feedback, so that as they get well, they will have a witness born to them that other things work, whereas they know good and well that what they're doing is not working. But I say two things that you'll be amazed at. They'll never ask what caused this and deal with that or try to deal with it in any way. It's just, let's kill cancer cells. Mm. And then number two, as you get well, they will never ask you, what did you do? Mm. Because they don't want that knowledge, because then they're responsible. So that's two things that the doctors will never ask the patient who is getting well from taking herbals or nutritionals or alternative medical treatment. Mm. But you have to unimpede the immune system, and then you have to stimulate it back in action, because at the end of the day, without your immune system working, you will not live. Because let's take AIDS patients for a second. They don't die from the AIDS virus. They die because their immune system is no longer able to work. And let's say you have a bacterial infection. We do not have an antibiotic that is good enough to kill 100% of the bacteria, any bacteria. This is one of the many fallacies that we have about medicine and our worship of medicine. We think, oh, antibiotic is going to kill all these. No, it might kill 50% of the bacteria, or maybe even 60 or 70% if it's a great antibiotic. But at the end of the day, your immune system has to step up and finish off that other 30 or 40%, or you won't live. That's why AIDS patients die, because we don't have an antibiotic good enough to kill any bacteria. We don't have an antifungal good enough to kill 100% of any fungi. We don't have an antiviral good enough to kill 100% of any virus. So at the end of the day, your immune system has to step up. So that's one of the very first things that I do, is start working on the immune system, because at the end of the day, it's got to work if my patient is going to live.
And so without that immune system functioning, you're a goner.
Yeah, and standard medicine doesn't even think of it, doesn't even address it. Your immune system, yeah. What?
Well, obviously.
Why does that have anything to do with it?
Right, obviously they don't.
That's why you got cancer.
And that's why when they prescribe chemo or radiation, it's so absurd, because they both devastate the immune system.
Well, and that is the extreme Achilles heel of chemo, is it, and radiation. It damages severely the only thing that can possibly save your life, your immune system.
Unbelievable.